This is Ruth, and she's organising International Women's Day. Is you doing that with Linda?
Mainly on my own this year.
Really? Okay, yeah, great. Yeah. So when's that happening and what's all that about?
Well, that's March the 5th. It's something Living Without Violence organises every year, and it's to celebrate a global International Women's Day celebration. So we're a little part of that on the island. International Women's Day was first celebrated about 1911, so it's been going for a long time. And it developed out of the suffragette movement and women making some advances in their lives and asking for equal rights or demanding equal rights. So it's been a long, long history of women celebrating their achievements, really, and celebrating each other. And so we have an event in Artworks, which is a lot of fun. Last year there was a lot of belly laughing, ricocheting around the theatre, and it's all women, for women, by women, which gives women a space to just, celebrate themselves and have time when, they're just in their own space, really. And that doesn't happen anymore. Happened a lot in the 70s, and it sort of tailed off, I guess, as time's gone on. But a lot of women that attended the event just said how wonderful it was just to be there in that all-women environment.
I always have a fabulous time. I think you've been doing it for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, we have now.
Yeah, and it's just a great night out.
Absolutely.
I remember the first night Tanya Batt told some quite sort of raunchy stories.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely a bit of risque in there.
Yeah, yeah, but it's sort of risque fun. Well, I guess it's just different when you have a whole bunch of women together. It doesn't get lewd in a way. It's just, Anyway, but it's a great event for women. And I also like the fact there's an opportunity for relatively established artists to come and perform, but then there's also a space for people who are up and coming or just want to have a go.
Absolutely, and so much support for those artists, which is great. Yeah, it's just that lovely spirit I think that is there, and people pick that up and get confident and just do their thing, and it's really, really good.
So what have you got lined up for us this year?
Well, we have singers, we have poets, we have performers, we have women doing skits. The program's nearly finalised. MC is that politician? Did it last year?
Oh, I don't know. I can't.
Oh, sorry, it's just slipped my mind.
Oh,
it's
right.
Terrible. Whoever did it last year is emceeing it.
Okay.
And she's wonderful. She's wonderful. And Susie Newborn is going to be our guest speaker. Now, she's a filmmaker and has been really involved in Greenpeace. I think she's one of the founding members. And she did tell me the other day that she actually helped name the Rainbow Warrior. So, yeah, so she's going to be the motivational speaker. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Lots of music, lots of laughs, glass of wine, some nibbles. So come along, celebrate it, bring your women friends, and have a really good time. Denise Roche. Sorry, Denise.
That's my goodness. That's right, wasn't it?
You're so lovely in that role, and you're the name I shouldn't have forgotten.
Yes,
so
I do remember Denise emceed it last year. She was fab.
And I'm not even blonde.
And great, good. And just to get you on this, you were saying that women used to get together more in the 70s. I remember there was something around farmers and women who lived on farms who were quite isolated or something, and they had some sort of club that they used to get together and do things. Maybe
don't
that's
know.
More of a South
Is that
Island thing.
Federated Farmers.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, women have always gotten together for whatever reason, just because I think it's been a need that we've all had to just be with our own company sometimes and have a good old chinwag. And often it's been around creativity, like I'm thinking of the Wearable Arts. That was a all-women event, by women, for women, and that's got huge now. And the first one of those was held in a tent outside Susie's house, and she mortgaged her house up to the hilt to put on that event for the first time. And look where that's got to now. Mm. And that was like 10, 15 years ago. It's been going for a long time.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just about the creativity, I think, of women in any form, whether it's music, drama, art. Yeah, or some of the domestic arts too.
Mm. Yeah. So you're based at Living Without Violence. What are some of the initiatives, is there anything specific happening this year or anything you'd like to draw attention to? Any programs? Or
we run 3 women's programs and the men's group runs continuously. We're working on developing a program for adolescents. And we do one-to-one counselling for men and women too. So, you know, there's a lot of action at Living Without Violence. I think as the years go on, we're getting, really being a part of the community, and collaboratively we do International Women's Day, we do International Youth Day and International Men's Day. So we do a celebration for youth, men and women, which I think is fantastic, as well as our core business, which is the groups. But
So one of the initiatives I noticed, I don't know when that started, was this idea of having, you know, working towards Waiheke being a violence-free
absolutely.
Island. Is
absolutely.
That a Living Without Violence initiative, or is that
absolutely.
A collaboration between different...
Well, it's a collaboration. It's certainly one of our mandates. That's why we do the work. But we certainly collaborate with the marae, with the Health Trust, with other organisations on the island to work towards
it. So are you noticing an improvement or a change in attitude towards violence in the home or violence towards other people?
I wish I could say I was noticing an improvement, and I don't know how you would measure that, but I certainly know that the It's Not Okay campaign has been doing some really, really effective work in the community, and we are getting a lot of self-referrals, I think, in the men's group that have probably come from that.
Mm.
And I think probably women that self-refer too have seen that and recognised the signs of what family violence, domestic violence really is, and
well,
are saying, that's what's happening to me, and that's not okay. And I think there's it has been a very, very effective campaign.
Oh, no, that's great. Because I noticed that a lot of those ads screen at prime time.
Yes,
and
do.
I think that's
they
quite
do.
An interesting thing, because then you might be watching your cop show or your,
that's
whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And then it comes on and you can, it's often, I think people... think those things don't apply to me, and then it's not drawn, they're not drawn into a sphere where they see that it might actually be them.
And the new advertising campaign that's piggybacking on the back of the It's Not Okay campaign, just telling people what they can do if they hear domestic violence happening next door or they know one of their family members is involved in that in some way, both as perpetrator or victim, it's really, really important to make connection and just to go over and say, hey, are you okay? Have a cup of tea, just low key, just be there, develop a relationship with that person, And I think those ads with the cardboard cutouts that are appearing on television now, they're brilliant. They're really, really good. So there's a lot of profile, I think, domestic violence. Used to be swept under the carpet and it was seen.
What about just calling the police?
Absolutely, yeah. If it's a really heavy situation, call the police, definitely. Yeah.
No, I just wonder because I can sometimes hear people screaming at each other and I just think...
you have to keep yourself
safe. I don't particularly want
too.
To go over and
that's
get involved
right.
in that and that doesn't just
absolutely.
Look ugly. And maybe it's not, maybe some people do have more fiery relationships where they do scream at each other.
But worth doing that just in case. Because, the death toll for women and children in New Zealand as a result of family violence is huge and really unnecessary. And I think people have felt in the past we shouldn't get involved. But it takes a community to work towards a better future for everyone, and I think everyone has a role to play in that, sure. But I was meaning more if it's just someone that you know in your family that hasn't then just make that connection and invite someone over for a cuppa and just say, how are things, Or if it's a guy, just say, hey, I've noticed this happening, or your kids are looking scared of you or something or whatever, what's going on? There's places that you can go to get some help. Is this what you really want for your family and yourself,
Well, that would be quite a brave approach.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thanks so much. That's Ruth from Living Without Violence, and it's International Women's Day, which is next Saturday, the one
March
after.
March the 5th.
Right, so 2 Saturdays from now.
Doors
so mark
open.
That in your calendar. Women, get the guys to look after the kids because it's a great night
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Doors and open 6:30 and it's 7 till 11.
Lovely, great.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Okay.